The first Alaska territorial legislature convened in 1913, and the first bill it passed granted women voting rights.
And it happened in April, and they just started session in March.
Anjali Grantham is a historian and curator for the Alaska State Museum. She says the national debate around women's suffrage was in full swing at this point.
In fact, the very day that Alaska's first territorial legislature gaveled in, it was the largest women's suffrage processional kind of march on Washington, D.C. ever.
With the creation of a new U.S. territory, suffragettes and their sympathizers staked their claim. Congress said Alaskans would decide for themselves if women should vote. So activists mobilized, gathering signatures and lobbying. This history is outlined in an upcoming traveling exhibit from the State Museum. Grantham curated the exhibit, Alaska's Suffrage Star, and highlights four very different women.
It's just, that's the best thing about anniversaries, I think, is that it gives us the opportunity to rediscover some of these historical figures that otherwise are kind of forgotten.
The exhibit features the political will of temperance leader Cornelia Hatcher and Socialist Party leader Lena Morrill Lewis. Nellie Cashman was the first woman to vote in 1912. She did so illegally. She was a well-to-do prospector and businesswoman.
The reason she probably could get away with it is because she was Nellie Cashman and no one was going to tell her no.
Alaska Native women had a different experience. Tilly Paul, a church elder of Tlingit descent, escorted her Tlingit relative Charlie Jones, who had been turned away from the polls in 1922.
And Tilly Paul said, hey, that's not right, marched him back to the polls where they were both arrested.
Charges were dropped. 2 years later, Congress declared all Native Americans as citizens with voting rights. This exhibit will premiere at the Cordova History Museum on March 6th. Two displays of the exhibit will travel to Anchorage, Wrangell, Fairbanks, Wasilla, Haines, Nome, and Homer this year. Institutions can still request the exhibit for 2021. The exhibit is made possible by the League of Women Voters Alaska, the League of Women Voters Anchorage, and the Friends of the Alaska State Library, Archives, and Museum. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.